Dr. Danielle LaRocque-Arena wants to bring people together to work on both community health issues and advanced medical challenges. A pediatrician by trade, she can't ignore poverty statistics that show some Syracuse neighborhoods with some of the highest poverty in the nation.
If we have one in, out of four of our children in poverty, that means a lack of educational opportunity, that means poor health status, that means the beginning of the antecedents of poor adult health, including mental health. So how is it that, you know, we can pull what we have to address those pressing issues? And that's not a political message.
She knows one of her roles will be to lobby for education and health funding, since the SUNY Medical School and Hospital are state-supported. But she says preventive and ambulatory care to keep more people out of hospitals is a goal of both state Medicaid changes and the Affordable Care Act. In addition to getting more into the community for care, LaRocque-Arena envisions more team building in med school classrooms.
We teach physicians in one way. We teach nurses. We teach other healthcare professionals. I think we're going to have to evolve to a different model. If we think that team-based care is the most effective care because it improves communication, reduces medical errors, and has a supply evidence-based model, well, I think we need to begin to train our students differently.
She'd even like to see doctors work differently, suggesting brainstorming sessions between researchers and clinical doctors. Medical research advances and the care that results from them would both benefit, she says, with more people around the table who don't usually sit together. LaRocque-Arena takes over January 14th from interim president Gregory Eastwood. He's run the hospital and medical school since David Smith resigned over questions about outside payment agreements with a hospital vendor. Chris Bolt, WAER News.